This is a CJSON podcast, and I am Dennis Molladina, a nephrologist at Yale, here to discuss our paper, Urine Uromodulin as a Biomarker of Kidney Tubular Interstitial Fibrosis. I am joined today by the two co-first authors of this paper, Hannah Melchinger and Frida Calderon. Uromodulin, or TAM-parsol protein, is produced exclusively in the thick ascending limb of the loop of Henle, and is one of the most abundant proteins in the urine. This specificity makes it an attractive biomarker of kidney health. Frida, what prompted this study, and what was the hypothesis tested here?
So many observational studies have shown that lower levels of urine uromodulin are strongly associated with greater decline in kidney function, but the explanation for this association is not clear. We hypothesized that lower urine uromodulin reflected a greater degree of kidney tissue replaced by fibrosis and predicted that lower urine uromodulin levels would strongly associate with interstitial fibrosis.
Hannah, what were the key findings of this study?
We tested the association of uromodulin with various histological features after controlling for currently available markers of kidney health, such as serum creatinine and urine albumin. Of the 8 histological features we tested, only interstitial fibrosis and tubular atrophy were independently associated with urine uromodulin levels. In an animal model of fibrosis, we demonstrated lower staining of uromodulin than models of repair or healthy controls. These findings further support the role of uromodulin as a prognostic biomarker for kidney disease.
Frida, how do we interpret the findings observed here?
We believe lower urine uromodulin levels indicate that a greater portion of healthy kidney tubulointerstitial tissue is replaced by fibrosis. Since this association is not entirely captured by biomarkers of glomerular function and injury, namely serum creatinine or urine albumin, urine uromodulin may provide additional information on kidney tubular health for which there are currently no biomarkers.
Hannah, can you summarize the findings for the audience?
Lower urine uromodulin levels were shown to be associated with greater decline in kidney function, but the exact explanation for this was not clear. In this study, we show that uromodulin strongly and independently associates with interstitial fibrosis and therefore provides additional prognostic information beyond what is available from markers of glomerular function and injury, such as serum creatinine and urine albumin.
Hannah and Frida, thank you both for joining me today. We want to thank the CJSON editorial board and reviewers for giving us the opportunity to highlight our work.
This podcast is copyrighted by the American Society of Nephrology. All rights reserved. All content in this podcast is for informational purposes only and is not intended to be medical advice. This podcast should not be used in a medical emergency or for the diagnosis or treatment of any medical condition. Please consult your doctor or other qualified healthcare professional if you have any questions about any medical condition or before taking any drug, changing your diet, or commencing or discontinuing any course of treatment. Thank you for listening to this podcast from the American Society of Nephrology.